This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first committee hearings of the 2020 legislative session.
Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions.
Among the first measures given committee time this year is Senate Joint Resolution 38. Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby is sponsor.
The redistricting process in this resolution keeps the duties to draw lines with the House and Senate independent bipartisan citizens' commissions.
During the committee hearing, Senator Carla May of St. Louis pointed out most concerns were addressed in the 2018 ballot question.
Sometimes you have to get paid people to help in campaigns.
We obviously wanted to do it last year.
Right now, that job is solely in the hands of Senator Rowden and myself.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rowden of Columbia says Senate Joint Resolution 38 would build upon what voters approved in 2018.
People are passionate about it, and, you know, we're going to give the voters another option, and if they like that option, great. If not, we'll move ahead.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds current applicants for a state demographer are under review.
I have worked in facilities all my life where background checks, you were subjected to them and they decided whether you would work where you're applying to work. So I'm not going to waste any energy till I see what they say.
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Joint Resolution 38.
Okay,
Senator David Sater of Cassville sponsors Senate Bill 524, which would require the Missouri Department of Social Services to apply for a global waiver for Missouri Health Net.
I wasn't getting the right signals from the federal government that they would be acceptable for this particular type of program, but now they are.
During the committee hearing, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur mentions how thousands of Missourians have been cut from Medicaid.
I think we can do those things under the current system, so I'm not sure how the block grant moves us forward.
The Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee has not yet taken action on Senate Bill 524.
Now, 1,200 hours.
Senator Justin Brown of Rolla sponsors Senate Bill 597, which, along with Senate Bill 604, would modify provisions relating to the power of eminent domain for utility purposes.
Regardless of whether it has received a certificate of convenience and necessity from the Public Service Commission, shall have the power of eminent domain for the purpose of constructing above-ground merchant lines.
During the committee hearing, Senator Walsh mentions these projects bring jobs.
Let's not say nobody hasn't invested here. So there's been investments made.
The Missouri Senate Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment Committee has not yet decided on Senate Bill 597 or 604. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.